Mike, these are our final thoughts before we go into the dead zone. You know what the dead zone is?
Yeah, it's quiet time.
That's that space between the end of OTAs and the beginning of training camp, and coaches cross their fingers and hope their players don't get in any kind of trouble. It's been known to happen. It's vacation time. But anyhow, I want to get your final thoughts, and then I'll give you mine too, and we'll start with this. What did you see in OTAs that you liked?
I guess I'll say the one thing I liked is what the Packers are doing on the offensive line. Now, we're not going to know until the pads go on, you know, how this is all going to work with switching guys from the left to the right side and all that. But what I like about it is the Packers aren't experimenting. This isn't a thought or an idea. They made a decision, and they made it early, and they decided to do it right at the start of the offseason program, moving Josh Sitton and Brian Bulaga from the right side to the left side, moving TJ Lang and Marshall Newhouse from the left to the right. The right tackle position sounds like it'll be open to competition between Newhouse and Bakhtiari and possibly Derek Sherrod if he comes back. So I like that the Packers made a decision. They made it early. They're sticking with it, and they're going to see what happens.
Yeah, I would agree with that, although I think even though the changes to the left side are written in stone, I don't think anything is even written in marshmallow on the right side. I think we're going to see a lot of combinations and a lot of potential change on the offensive line, just not on the left side.
Okay.
Anything else?
That was pretty much the main thing for me. Obviously, we like what we see with the new running backs. We see him catching the ball out of the backfield. But as with offensive linemen, it's really hard to tell about running backs until those pads go on.
Two things I saw that I liked. Number one, the Packers roster passes the eye test, and it should. In OTAs, every good team's roster should pass the eye test, meaning these are athletic guys. These are guys who look like they can run and jump and move and do all the athletic things. This roster is loaded with talent. That's what jumped out at me. And the Packers have been a very good team now for several years, certainly since 2010. But this roster, there is no doubt in my mind, has more talent on it than any of the previous three, and that includes the Super Bowl team in 2010. So I really, really, that doesn't mean that when the pads go on, everything stays the same, but I really, really like what I'm seeing, especially on the defensive line. I didn't think their defensive line, you know this, passed the eye test in the 2 years previous that I've been here. I thought it was a little short and a little squat and lacked athletes. They've got athletes now.
Well, certainly Dayton Jones, when you talk about the eye test, he looks like a Dom Capers 3-4 defensive end.
Now, here's another thing that I really, really like, and it's what Mike McCarthy said when he told the media, write it down. Our running game will be better. It will be improved. And I really, more than anything, that's the thing I like the most that I saw in OTAs. That comment right there, because I really believe that if you put a big time, a top 10 kind of running game with this pass offense, this offense will be unstoppable. I can't think of anybody that could play these guys guessing run or pass and be able to hold up.
That'd be awfully tough.
I
would agree with you.
Do you have any concerns, any issues that you would like to advance?
Well, I'll just throw out one concern. We've talked a lot about the running backs and the running game, Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Franklin. But if I have one concern, it's that I need to make sure that these guys can protect Aaron Rodgers and pick up the blitz, because if they aren't able to do that at the NFL level, it's going to be hard for Mike McCarthy to get them on the field as much as he would like to. Now, I'm not saying that they can't. We just don't know that yet. They haven't put the pads on. They haven't really faced the complicated NFL blitz schemes and everything like that that come along with being at this level. But if they can do that and they can get on the field as much as the coaches would like, then I think the running game you're talking about will develop.
I have one real concern. I mean, there are issues. In fact, I wrote about them in my editorial yesterday. These are issues. But one in particular concerns me, and that's backup quarterback. I've got to know that one of these two guys or somebody can spell Aaron Rodgers for a game or two and this team not nosedive. I mean, you've got a playoff team here. You have got a Super Bowl contender, and you've got to know that if you lose your quarterback with a sprained ankle for a game or two, you've got to know that you can still function at a high level. And with that, I will say that I'm going to be leaving you for a few weeks, vacation time. And, folks, Mike and I are going to be doing that, ducking in and out on vacation over the next month. But I want you to know that one of us will always be here to turn the light on.